Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Tatum yesterday at Celtics Media Day. We'll get into his return. Sounds like it could be kind of soon, much sooner than I expected.
Any day now.
We'll do that here on Jones and Keefe. It's a busy Tuesday. We already tiered off all the MLB playoff teams, plus the Mets, and we're kicking ourselves for not thinking of putting Rafael Devers on the no-chance tier.
Oh, we're so dumb.
Damn
That's
it.
A great call.
Good call text. By the text line.
Yep.
Real omission on our end. Not very on brand.
Not just on the tier, could have been the face of the tier.
I'm going to have trouble getting over
that's
not doing that.
That's what happens when you delete your Master Devers file.
Great.
That's
oh, no,
true.
Oh, no, I haven't deleted it. I just didn't have to. I haven't had to update it. Yeah, it was out of sight, out of mind. But our MLB playoff tiers are up at Jones and Keefe, at Keefe21. Go check those out. We also have our Red Sox-Yankees series predictions.
Yep, they're out there.
They're a bit one note.
Listen,
at Jones
when
and
you're
Keefe.
Right, you're right.
We're all taking the Red Sox in two, except for Terp. Who's taking the Red Sox in three?
What a coward.
So you can discuss there. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at high noon Eastern time here on Jones and Keefe. We're excited about that. Plus Keefe for Madness for you at 12:45. That was Tatum yesterday. No pressure to get back on the floor from Brad, Missoula, anybody. I know you've seen the video of
Tatum. Good Lord.
With a basketball work. Good Lord is the perfect way to describe it.
Because it's one thing to say, like, oh, he's ahead of schedule. And you just hear that. And you're like, okay, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But that's something you say. Maybe something doctors and trainers would say. Maybe even the player would say that, whatever else. But then you see it, you're like, when is this from? Is this from before the injury?
My main takeaway from watching that video is I'm like, are we sure he ruptured his Achilles? I'm like, fully intact the whole time? How was that? How is that a workout? Here you go. It's up on Twitch right now. twitch.tv/BostonWE. Yeah, I'm like, are we positive he ruptured his Achilles? It looks fine. How is that?
He did a step back. He did like a crossover step back. He's like jogging. There's no knee brace or bandage or even a Band-Aid on him. I don't get it because he suffered the same injury that Tyrese Halliburton did around the similar time. And I know we kind of joke about it because it was during like a wrestling event, but like Halliburton had like crutches. He had like a big cast on, and the Pacers were like, yeah, he's out for the season.
Halliburton was what, 2 or 3 weeks later? And the Pacers are like, no
he's
chance.
The year.
He's out.
And he's like, yeah, I'm out.
Tatum looks like Tatum. I mean, obviously, that's a bit of an exaggeration.
I mean, there's nobody else on the court. No, he looks like Darko Milicic warming up for the draft. There's nobody out there.
You're right.
But still, that's something.
I mean, that's unbelievable. In all honesty,
yeah, it is.
No hyperbole, no joking. That is, he looks unbelievable. I didn't even think he'd be standing up and working out.
No.
Never mind doing basketball workouts.
He was down. You remember he was down at one of the Patriots training camp practices.
Yeah.
And so we had the binocs out and we were looking down and he was like walking around no brace on. And you're like, I mean, he's just walking around, but like that seems like a positive step forward.
We read a quote from one of these basketball camps this summer and they're like, it was from a scout who's like, I can't believe I've seen a lot of guys coming back from significant injuries.
The straight up doctor was like, I've never seen this. Like this type of recovery I've never seen. So now I'm like,
my
God.
You think you had Dr. Dugas?
I hope so. The guy's the best man in the business at this point.
Apparently.
He is the heir apparent to James Andrews. But when he first went down and we pulled up the list of all the guys who had Achilles injuries before, the one I pointed to was Kevin Durant. Like Kevin Durant wasn't an MVP after it, but he was all NBA, second team a couple of times, still 30 points a night if he wants to. And like you watch Kevin Durant now and you're like, I don't know if he ever had an Achilles injury or not. Like he looks fine. So I was like, all right, that's what he wanted to be. But he missed an entire season.
He missed 500 something days in between games.
Yeah, he missed a ton of time. And you're like, all right, that's what it's going to have to be. So when Tatum first went down, I was like, oh man, there goes that whole season. He never ruled it out. He even had the thing we played when he was on First Take when Stephen A is like, yeah, what do you think of the team? Like, you're not playing. And like, what do you think of like Jaylen Brown? He's like, hold on. He's like, I never said I'm not playing. And Brad Stevens has never said he's not playing. Nobody's ever ruled him out for the season. And so now I'm like, yeah, now I expect him back. Like, now I'll be one of those people that's like, all right, where are we at? Where are we at?
Well, the second he had that comment to First Take, and he made it on separate shows, where he's like, well, I never ruled myself out. I'm not out. I never said I'm out. You're like, well, that's going to be a real bad look for Bill Chisholm and this new ownership group for all the pieces they sold off.
Oh, yeah.
You could still have Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
Porzingis. Horford. You could have all those guys.
I wonder if Horford's even second-guessing. Because I think if Tatum's not playing, and this might be his last year in the league, it's an obvious, like, I'll go somewhere else. I'll try to win a title somewhere else. But then you're like, well, the Eastern Conference is wide open, and Jason Tatum might be coming back. And so even if they tread water and are the sixth or seventh seed for a while, and then Tatum comes back, you have Tatum and Brown, that's still the best duo in the Eastern Conference.
I mean, I can't believe it. I thought there was no chance he'd play this season. I thought he'd never be the same player again. And that, by the way, just meant he wouldn't make first team All-NBA and be an MVP candidate again. He's never really been a finalist for it. But, I mean, that was my belief at the time.
No chance.
I'd stand by that second part. I don't know that he'll ever be the same guy again, but I'm with you. He's playing in games this year.
No, but if he's the fourth best player in the league for like a few years, and now he's the 10th best player, you'll take it.
Yeah, that's
like,
not a significant drop.
No. And I think everybody will sign up for that. So, yeah, now I'm like, all right, I think you're going to have these guys, or you're going to have him back. And I don't know. Crazier things have happened. We'll see what kind of run they can have. But I think once it gets to, March even, or like post-All-Star. So the All-Star break's always in February. So then after that, Martin, you're going to be like, all right, how's he doing? How's he feeling?
What's
he doing out there?
Yeah. No, I can't.
He already circled a date. Remember, we talked about this last week. He circled a date. It's a home game.
It's at the Garden.
There's early home games in March. You're like, maybe it's one of those ones.
I mean, you said it. If you haven't seen the video, if you weren't watching this now on Twitch and you haven't seen it on your own time, go seek it out. Because Keith's reaction is like, good Lord.
I know.
I can't believe that's him. Meanwhile, Halliburton's out. Damian Lillard's older, but Lillard's like, no chance I'm playing this
year.
No
chance.
Like, don't even think about it.
Sitting out.
And
no
he's,
chance.
He's already out there doing basketball workouts.
5 weeks after Tatum.
So that's longer than I thought. It was that far? Still.
Yeah, so Tatum tore his May 12th, and Halliburton was June 22nd.
Tatum got knocked out at the end of, it was the second round, not the Eastern Conference final. Duh.
That's why.
So that's why.
In the Knicks series, and then that's true. Halliburton played. When they stretched out the NBA playoffs, that just goes to show you. Yeah.
And Halliburton did it late
the NBA
in that series.
Finals was 17 days by the time he tore his.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but still. But he's ruled out and
just
Tatum.
Straight up, no chance. And that's what they're saying
basketball
about him.
Workouts,
let alone,
God
like, what if they made the playoffs, right? None of that talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.